Great. Good morning, everybody. Just want to speak to you about the reading from Jeremiah. And you probably kind of guessed the theme of the day, which is about blessedness or happiness, which we see both in the Jeremiah passage, we see it in the Psalm, and we just heard it in the gospel reading as well. So there's this famous, you may have heard of somebody named St. Augustine. Guy lived back in the fourth century, but if you read him, early fifth century, but if you read him, it's like really contemporary, because what he's doing in this famous book that he wrote called The Confessions is it's his autobiography. And it's kind of an unusual autobiography in that what he's doing is he's remembering his life and praying his life before God. And the kind of theme of it, he's writing it probably, I think he's in his 40s when he's probably writing it. Lives to be older than that, much older than that. But anyway, he's kind of writing it kind of midstream in his life. And the theme of it in a way is that Augustine has been looking for happiness. And how can you find it? So he tells us the one most famous story in the Confessions is he's about 16 years old. And he and his gang of friends, he's a typical young guy in this respect. He and his gang of friends, he lives in what's now Algeria in this little city. And his gang of friends are out one night. I don't know if they're bored or something. And they decide to go into the neighbor's orchard and steal a bunch of pears, which seems like a small thing. I remember when I was a kid, you know, my friends, certainly not me, would go raid our neighbor's crabapple trees. But anyway, but it's a little bit more than that, because this is this guy's income. These pears. So they go into his orchard, steal the pears, and then they throw them away, because actually they're terrible pears. They're only meant to be fed to livestock. And so Augustine is praying, and he says to the Lord, well, why did I do that? He said, it's not because these pears were delicious. I don't understand why I did it. I wouldn't have done it if all my friends weren't there with me. I can't understand what the inclination is to do this. He's praying about it, and he's praying about it, and he goes, the reason for this is I like to steal. No other reason than the fact that I enjoyed the stealing. So, but in a way, this is part of Augustine's very twisted quest, as we'll continue to see, for happiness. He's seeking for that which will make him happy, or the word could be translated as blessed as well. He's looking for that. And we see the same thing in Jeremiah. Jeremiah is talking about being cursed or being blessed. And we go, wow, you know, it's cursed. Is that like a thunderbolt coming and hitting people? And, you know, blessed is that, you know, if you do the right thing. It's more like, in this case, it's a little bit more like Jeremiah is describing. He says, If you do this, you will become like a withered bush in the desert. That is, if you do this, and if you do this, you'll become like a bush that's well watered and is bearing fruit. And what are these two things? Well, on the one hand, he says, if you trust in yourself, in our accomplishments, nothing wrong with ourselves. You know, it's like tortilla chips and trophies and money. Nothing wrong with these things. But if deep in our heart, our deepest faith is what we place in ourselves, in our accomplishments, in our ability to control our lives. And in that sense, if we have in our deepest heart kind of turned away from God, or just kind of put a hand up. And Jeremiah, you heard this, he's talking about deep in the heart. We've kind of gone like, I got this one. You know, I can handle my inner recesses without you just fine. He said, then we end up being like a bush, which just refuses to be watered. And so you can kind of see this contrast between cursed and blessed. And Jeremiah asks really the same question that Augustine is asking. And is this, he goes, what the heck am I doing anyway? Like, what is it about human beings And Jeremiah is very self-disclosing about himself too. What is it about human beings that we would choose to do the very things which in the end are going to make us ultimately unhappy? Jeremiah's answer is this: I do not have a clue. I don't know what it is. The human heart, he says, is an absolute mystery. And there's really no way to fathom it. Augustine goes, what is this so great about stealing? Or you can look at any number of things. You go, what is this so great about that? Why do I feel the irresistible urge towards this? And Jeremiah says, there's no way of figuring this out. He said, I guess God is just going to have to give us a new heart, because we cannot sort out that part of ourselves, the deepest part. We cannot sort it out ourselves, or the deepest recesses of our heart. So I guess all that God can do is to give us a new heart. This is Augustine's answer as well. He has this kind of lifelong journey, and he's thinking about it, he's praying about it all the time. And that is, if I desire happiness, why am I doing all these things which don't lead to it? And he says, you know, it kind of goes like this. I want to be happy. I want true happiness. On the other hand, I want the things that I want. So, and I also knew that the only thing that's going to make me happy is something which is true. So I take the things that I want, and in my mind, I try and make them the truth. You can see we do this all the time, going, oh yeah, I really want this, so it must be the truth. And it's, you know, if your psychologist says, we kind of rationalize things. And Augustine says, you know, we finally come to the point where we have to go, we have to cry uncle and say, Lord, I know that only you are the truth, and only you can make us happy. So you can read the Confessions, or at least read the part where he gets into Greek philosophy, which is a little, for me at least, it's a little stressful. But up in it, you can read it and you go, and you can see how eventually God changes and transforms his heart. I won't get into that now, but it's a kind of very beautiful and very specific occasion. But I'm thinking, as we're going to be approaching Lent soon, not that far away, just at the beginning of March, maybe we can ask ourselves a couple of questions. I'll ask myself these questions. That is, what am I really looking for? I'm looking for happiness, blessedness. What are the things that I try to do to achieve it? And what are the ways in which I am unsuccessful, but keep trying it anyway? And what are the ways in which I try and change myself so that I won't do that? And then how can I turn to the Lord and say, Lord, these are the areas in which I really need your help, in which I need your mercy, because I can't fix myself, but you can change my heart. So these are the places, these are the areas. Give me mercy in these areas. And Lord, help me to turn my heart truly to you, where I can receive true happiness. Amen.